Hiya, it's another Anfield Rap special. I'm Josh Sexton. I'm joined today by the guys from We Talk Ajax, Kabir and Sabi, to talk about Liverpool's transfer target, Ryan Gravenberg. He, of course, is at Bayern Munich at the moment, so you might be thinking, Josh, why are we speaking to Ajax fans? Well, actually, he's not played very much for Bayern Munich. We've reached out to a few Bayern journalists and people who we think might know a bit more on the story, so maybe they will be to come in future podcasts. But for now, we've got the guys from Ajax who are probably best place to talk more about Gravenberg. So I'll start with you, Kabir, because Gravenberg was obviously an Ajax Youth Academy prospect. He'd been at the Youth Academy since 2010. So what were your sort of, I guess when he was coming through the academy at that time, what had you heard about him as a player?
Yeah, an absolute star. I mean, he was the next one off the conveyor belt, the famed conveyor belt. I think he won the Abdulhak Nouri Trophy, which is basically awarded to the talents of the year. So he, you know, glowing references, basically cruised his way through all the youth teams. And then he made his debut away against PSV. I think at the time he was 16 years old. And at the time he broke Clarence Seedorf's record as the youngest debutant for Ajax in the history of the club. So great expectations. And, you know, a very typical Ajax player. Very good on the ball, very good in the short spaces, technically very astute, tactically very astute, especially within that formation that we love playing. And he had all the attributes, right? His physique, his ability to run, as I said, you know, the physical aspect, the technical aspect. So an all-round Ajax player.
And Sabi, as Kabir says there, you know, the Ajax Academy is so famed for producing a whole conveyor belt of talent. So Gravenberg must have been special to have achieved the accolades he did at that time, but also be so sort of widely regarded by the fan base too.